So while the headline of this winds up being, well, he may only get 2 years for it, he still had all this time where this case has been his entire life. So he is being punished somewhat. PBS.
No, I know this. I read a story. PBS is coming down under fire because they showed, this was Washington, they showed the wrong fireworks. They showed fireworks that had pictures of scaffolding and this really beautiful sunny day when that actually wasn't happening. And they, I believe the quote was, it was the patriotic thing to do. Or something similar to that. It was the right thing for America.
Due to overcast skies in our nation's capital, when the fireworks began on a Capitol 4th, which is the PBS nationwide broadcast, rather than show people a cloudy view of the fireworks, they ran archival footage. And eagle-eyed viewers in Washington were able to recognize this for two reasons. One, as you explained, it was sunny, as opposed to the clouds that everyone knew was overhead. And number two, the footage had no scaffolding around the U.S. Capitol building, even though everyone in Washington, D.C. knows there has been footage, scaffolding around the Capitol building for a year now. Mm-hmm. So they got called out for it. And honestly, somebody needs to be fired for this. This is not a minor goof, okay? There are no stakes in this broadcast. None. There is no reason whatsoever not to give viewers an obscured view of the fireworks and throw your hands up and say, this is the best we can do.
Exactly. It's just like if you take the chance to go out and see fireworks on your own. Might rain, might not.
Barge might blow up and it's over in 5 minutes.
It's exactly.
Yeah.
It's a chance you take. You look stupid.
And this is a
why would you do that?
This is a live event. Everyone thinks it's a live event. And this speaks...
You're duping the viewer.
You are duping the viewer. And this is a big, big problem. Because people are going to look at this, as I do, and say, if you're going to dupe a viewer when there are no stakes at all, when there's no reason to do it, when you're not influencing anything or trying to make events look different than they actually are, how do we trust you when the real stuff is happening? Mm-hmm. That's what's been lost here. And this is a massive... massive breach of the public trust. People should be fired for this. Everyone involved in that decision should be sent packing and not allowed to work in the industry ever again because you have been irresponsible with the power that you have. WMFO Medford.
All right. Gretchen Carlson.
Gretchen Carlson has sued Fox News chairman and founder Roger Ailes, claiming sexual harassment. And quoting an incident where apparently he said, if you and I had a sexual relationship, you'd be better, I'd be better. I'm sure he'd be better.
That's one way. But
I think that's pretty much an exact quote. I don't believe Roger Ailes actually talks like that.
Yeah, he's the barely lucid. Now, you know, Carlson complained since 2009 about this hostile work environment. She was saying that he... had called her a man-hater, pulled her off of Fox News, or Fox and Friends, off of the O'Reilly Factor and other big-named events. Because she refused to sleep with him. No thanks. Kicked off.
Yeah.
See? You gotta work your way to the top.
This will be settled quietly out of court.
Yes.
And she will get a lot of money. Whether or not any of this actually happened, nothing will happen to Roger Ailes. Life goes on. He has all the monies. Rupert Murdoch has more monies. So all of the monies are available to keep the enterprise
trying
running.
To keep it hush.
I just, maybe this happened, maybe this didn't, but the quote that she gave in her court filing, where he said, and I'm paraphrasing a tiny bit, if you and I had a sexual relationship, you'd be better and I'd be better. No guy propositions a woman by saying, would you like to engage in a sexual relationship?
Mm-hmm.
Lisa, would you like to engage in a sexual relationship?
Derek, you would be better and I would be better for it.
You would be better and I would be better. It's like, who talks like that?
people are different in their ways of engaging the opposite sex.
That's a very businesslike approach. And he's a great
businessman.
He is a great businessman.
He may not be able to separate business and bedroom.
Is that how he, like Donald Trump, comes on to people?
Again, everybody has their thing. Maybe some women are completely attracted to that business stance.
Would you like to engage in a sexual relationship with the Donald?
Sounds like I'm having sex with a computer.
Yeah, I don't believe that conversation happened like that, but there may be some merit to what she's saying. I can believe it. It's still very much a man's world in journalism at the network level. It's definitely a boys' club.
Reality.
Yeah, and Ailes is an old school newsman. This is the kind of stuff that's been going on in newsrooms for decades. So, yeah, she probably called him out on it. She's going to get a nice payday. Hopefully she lands somewhere else. She's a pretty good journalist. Mm-hmm. I like Carlson. Like to see her land, hopefully not at MSNBC because they're going out of business. But, you want somebody. Juno, not the movie.
Juno successfully entered the orbit of the moon's orbit around Jupiter.
Wow.
I know. Pretty impressive.
Impressed.
This week. I believe it was how many billion or million dollars? I want to say like 15 million. Something, a lot of money spent in many, many years.
Yeah, but what's it going to do?
I got it entered the orbit of Jupiter. I'm pretty impressed.
It is going to orbit Jupiter for the next 20 months, 37 times. Mm-hmm. And it's actually going to get inside of the clouds, giving us our first look, we hope, at what is behind those clouds inside of Jupiter. So we may find a magical new world up there.
Not bad tonight. 5 for 5.
I know.
Both of us.
I know. You're knocking it out of the park tonight.
Well, that's fine. You want to keep going? You want to do one more?
Let's do one more.
All right. Let's go with Nigel Farage.
Say that again.
Farage? Is that...
Oh.
I'm getting people mixed up.
Farage.
I'm thinking of the person that's on So You Think You Can Dance.
Yeah, no, you're thinking of Nigel Farage, the now ex-leader of the United Kingdom Independence Party, who resigned his post late last week amid the fallout of Boris Johnson standing down. It was expected that he was going to run for prime minister. Theresa May is now the front runner. Which is to lead the Conservatives, which is interesting because she voted to stay. She was not part of the Brexit camp. I'm not at all surprised that Farage stepped down. UKIP's entire reason for existing was to get out of the European Union. Mm-hmm. Now that it's done, there's no reason for UKIP to exist anymore.
It's also interesting, though, we have, Prime Minister David Cameron. He says he's going to be resigning in the fall. And then also, former London Mayor Boris Johnson said, I don't want the Prime Minister. So you have two people that were, Johnson and Farage, that were very, very loud and vocal about this and the Brexit. Now gone. Or don't want to be involved.
Wouldn't it be great if U.S. politics worked like this?
I know.
Where, your party loses an election.
And then you leave. You don't bother us again.
So the Democrats lose and then the Clintons go away.
Yeah.
And you never hear from them again. Be so nice. So nice. Mega Millions
is up to about $500 million.
Yes, it is.
So go get your tickets tonight.
Yes, it is. 34 draws since the last winner. This is the longest period of time.
$500 million.
Mega Millions has gone without a winner. And that's only about 17 weeks. So the estimated jackpot right now for Friday is $504 million. That will go higher. Because whenever these things get up to that level, mm-hmm. suddenly everybody comes out of the woodwork to buy tickets.
Of course. And it's the same, thing that happened. When was that? Maybe early winter when the jackpot was up unbelievable amounts of money and everybody was going out. And it's funny because the other day I was at the gas station and he said, do you want to buy a Mega Millions? So we're getting to that point again where they're saying, like, are you stupid for not doing this? Like, spend a buck. You could win.
Yeah, I've been spending. They're only a buck, the Mega Millions tickets. So I've been grabbing a couple of them for the last couple of weeks and I'll certainly grab some for
Now,
for
is
Friday.
It like the jackpot where you have to do them on certain days? Or Mega Millions is every single day?
Mega Millions is Tuesdays and Fridays.
Tuesdays and Fridays.
So the drawing was last night. Nobody won. And the next drawing is this Friday. So if you would like $500 million, go find your nearest lottery agent and buy a ticket, and you'll have a chance of getting $500 million. Spending a buck to potentially win $500 million is a good investment. Spending a lot of bucks to try and win $500 million is a bad investment. Only you know when to say when. But it's sooner.
You got to spend money to make money, right? Think.
Yeah. But I mean, I'm not going to spend more than $5 on something like this. If you're going in on it with a bunch of coworkers and everybody's chucking $20 into the thing, that's one thing.
Mm-hmm.
But for the most part, just go buy a couple of tickets.
Yeah, buy them yourself. Don't get involved with people. There's always.
Yeah. You never hear about the murders that follow those agreements or the lifelong friendships that suddenly end because there's $500 million.
E-news specials about that, the downfalls of winning the lottery.
617-627-3800 is no longer the number. Don't call that number ever again. It is now 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636, 855-915-9636. You can also find us on Facebook, facebook.com/bigpicturewmfo. Go on over there and like us. You'll know what's coming up on the show, and you'll get a very important news story every single day. Usually the biggest story of the day or something that's so goofy that I think it's hilarious and must be shared. Mm-hmm. On the Town, Mikey D will be here at 9 o'clock tonight with everything you need to know about the Boston music scene. But before we get to that, Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, Loretta Lynch. Is it a love triangle? We'll find out right here on WMFO Medford.
Hot air. I'm going to the hardware store.
Oh, will you pick up 800 lumen bulbs?
800 more flowers? The neighbors will think we're wacky.
Not flower bulbs, light bulbs.
Come on, Dad. Lumens tell you how bright the bulb is. We can replace our 60-watt bulbs with energy-saving bulbs that give off about 800 lumens.
So, we'll save money.
Right.
Got it. 800 lumens and more savings.
Lumens, the new way to shop for light. Learn more at energysavers.gov.
This is the sound of salmonella gyrating on your undercooked chicken. And it looks like Mom might be taking it out a little early. Don't let salmonella get funky with your chicken. On average, 1 in 6 Americans will get a foodborne illness this year. So use a thermometer to cook each type of meat to the right temperature. Keep your family safe at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
WMFO Medford, this is The Big Picture with Derek Gary and myself, Lisa Nichols, here with you every Wednesday night from 7 to 9. As always, be a part of our show. You can give us a call at 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636. So, of course, on Monday, our country celebrated the 240th the adoption of the Declaration of Independence. And I believe that was from, King George. The quote was, obstructing the administration of justice. Well,
and as I must do every year around this time, for those of you who are disappointed in the American experiment, on behalf of my family and my ancestors, I'm sorry.
Yeah. So, because you were a part of that.
That's my mea culpa. I still think it was a good idea. I still like the America thing. I think in general it works, but we got some problems right now that we definitely need to solve and move on from. The Justice Department is not helping us in that regard.
Now, talking about the, obstruction of administration of justice. Well, on Tuesday, the American left celebrated all of the people that are mesmerized with Hillary Clinton. Government obstruction of justice happened once again. And on behalf of the ruling family, that would be the Clintons.
Yep.
So last week we had Attorney General meet with former President Clinton. So that's Loretta Lynch, whose wife and foundation we understood were under scrutiny and under investigation into her email server, her homebrewed email server.
This is a very fortuitous meeting between former President Clinton and Attorney General Lynch, because it didn't happen in a hotel. It didn't happen in an office in Washington, D.C. It happened on the runway of Harbor of the Skies Airport in Phoenix, Arizona, which I've been to, by the way. And I will tell you, that is a giant, massive airport that is about 1.5 miles long. Mm-hmm. So it's the sort of place where it is very difficult to get from point A to point B. So it's not like you've got a couple of airplanes snuggled up next to each other on the runway, and somebody looks over and says, oh, it's you, and runs over and says, mm-hmm, hi.
And as I said earlier in the show, from what they were making it seem was, quote, exchanging pleasantries. I would love to know, because what I think of exchanging pleasantries, I walk by you, we say, hey, how's the wife? How's Molly? No, that's not what happened here.
They were talking about golf and their grandkids, was what they said.
One would assume.
The implication here is that in some way, Bill Clinton was being tipped off as to what was going to happen with Hillary, or that there was some discussion of what should happen with Hillary. The optics of this are terrible. Attorney General Lynch made an unforgivable mistake, as far as I'm concerned, and showed that politics is more important to her than doing her job with credibility and integrity.
But I also have to include what was going on also that day. We had on Tuesday, Obama was planning to have Clinton aboard Air Force One, and they were going to go to North Carolina, and he was going to stand with her and say how great she is. Then on Tuesday, we also find out FBI Director James Comey says this supposedly prompt conference and said, this wasn't planned. I'm just coming out and saying this.
Because we need transparency. That's why he said he's doing
this. So, Derek, you're trying to tell me that nobody in Washington knew this press conference was going to take. Nobody knew that Loretta Lynch was going to talk to Bill Clinton and tell him that, don't worry, we're not pressing charges. Nothing's going to happen.
I don't think anybody...
And you don't think Obama knew, knowing that he was going to be getting on a plane and going to stand right next to her and campaign with her. Nobody knew.
I don't think anybody was supposed to know that Lynch and Clinton were meeting at Sky Harbor. Because, as I said, Sky Harbor is a very, very large airport. It is very difficult to get from point A to point B. It is also the sort of place where you could sneak from one area to another without easily being seen. So this has all of the hallmarks of the classic backroom meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody found out about it who wasn't supposed to find out about it, and it got reported. I saw the story last Thursday morning when it broke, and I looked at it, very nearly posted it that day, because I looked at it and I said, this is terrible. This is such a bad look.
Okay, then if we're going to...
The reason I didn't is because there were better stories out that day.
Mm-hmm.
And because you've got to wonder what actually happened here. Because history will tell us that when Bill Clinton is alone with a woman, they are not talking about his wife.
Nothing good is happening.
They are not talking. When Bill Clinton is alone with a woman, they are not talking about his wife.
Mm-hmm.
So the real story there that I would like to see someone cover is the Bill Clinton-Loretta Lynch affair.
Yeah.
Because one of two things happened here. Either she went over there to talk to him about the investigation.
Or they're having an affair.
Or she went over there to exchange pleasantries, mm-hmm. and that's what the young people are calling it these days.
Now, if we take the stance that nobody else in Washington, though, knew.
Don't ever want to see that video. Don't ever want to see that video.
Please don't.
Please do not try and market
TMZ,
that on the internet. Don't want it.
Do not release that. Maybe Gawker. Maybe that will be what puts them out of business. If we do take the stance that nobody in Washington knew this happened last Thursday, you have to be kidding me if you don't believe. Then Loretta Lynch came to her and said, we don't know what James Comey is going to say. We know it's going to be coming out in the next few days. But we have somebody in place that will make sure that she will get no time.
Yeah. Look.
That's what you have to assume. Because what happened on Tuesday when James Comey came out and said, he basically proceeded to lay out all the reasons for why Hillary Clinton should have been indicted. That's what happened. She set up multiple email servers. She also, which were, I have to say, vulnerable to attack. And he also, though, came out and said, traveled to many countries. Many countries that could have hacked, but we don't know.
Let's get Lynch out of the way first.
Okay.
And then get into this. There is no reason, other than a subpoena has been issued and questions are being asked, for someone in the Justice Department to sit down with the spouse of someone in the middle of an active investigation. There is no reason for that to happen. Both parties involved should have known how, and I believe
how bad that looks.
Must have known how bad that would look if it got out. The meeting still happened.
The thing is, okay? Though, I can believe that Clinton would do it because they are all so completely numb to reality.
Well, that's part of the problem.
But for Loretta Lynch to do that, put herself in a position, I mean, do you take the chance that you're not going to get caught? Because you know for sure she is going to have a position if Clinton gets into office.
Oh, of course. Of course.
Same things with James Comey.
Yeah.
But Loretta Lynch, of course. Absolutely. I'm going to put people in place to make sure that she will serve no time.
Comey may yet step down. And to me, that's going to be the ultimate deciding factor in whether or not Hillary should have been prosecuted. If Comey leaves...
Mm-hmm. You know that he was put behind up to a corner.
Yeah. And told. And he's going to get hauled in front of Congress tomorrow, because now let's move on to what James Comey said yesterday, which was stunning.
It
okay.
It was basically saying every bad thing you could have done, but no charges. It's like a murder case. We caught him, you know, with the gun in his hand. We caught him over the body. We caught him, but we don't think he did it.
Let me start with this. This is the standard of law that applies, the rule of law that must be met to bring charges. Mm-hmm. That the information was held or stored, quote, in violation of a federal statute, making it a felony to mishandle classified information either intentionally or in a grossly negligent way. And let me zoom right in on that last part, in a grossly negligent way. You don't have to intend to mishandle information.
No.
You just have to do such a bad job of it that it creates a problem.
But that was what Comey was doing. He was trying to say that she didn't have the intent. But the law doesn't require intent. It requires negligence,
right,
exactly like you just said. So if we're to believe that one of the highest ranking officials here in the United States of America, while she was Secretary of State, she believed that she could do whatever she wanted. Either she didn't care and knew what classified documents was, because Comey came out and said there were such and such number. He said, I believe it was like 118 that were, you know, super highly classified. There's different levels of classification. Or we're to believe she is so grossly incompetent at her job. So what is it? Incompetence or stupidity? What are we to believe? Is Washington think that we, the American people, are so stupid that we don't realize what's going on?
Yes. That is the hope. That is the belief. And keep in mind, Hillary Clinton, she is the Charles Manson of politics. White women of a certain age will follow her blindly and do whatever she asks. So there is always this crowd of yes people holding her up and saying, Hillary, you're great. Hillary, you're great. Hillary, tell us what to do.
Mm-hmm.
We know how that ended with Charlie Manson. So just imagine what Hillary's going to be able to do. Here's some of what James Comey found. And I remember the standard is that you either handle the information intentionally, mm-hmm, to give it away, which is treason and espionage, or you handled it in a grossly negligent way. Well, 110 emails in 52 email chains contained classified information at the time they were sent or received. So this was Hillary's argument over and over again. I never sent or received any classified information. 110 emails that were marked.
Lie number one.
That were marked as classified were sent and received from her private server. Seven of them were marked top secret, which is the highest level of classification that exists. We're not talking about emails that later had their classification changed, because everyone's been talking about that. Oh, yeah, well, they weren't classified when they were sent. No, the FBI found 110 emails.
Top secret.
Marked, seven of them marked top secret, sent back and forth to that server.
Hillary.com.
Hillary lied to the American people and lied to the media that she and lied to Congress. Perjured herself in front of Congress, which is a federal crime, by the way. That is obstruction of justice. So Hillary lied to the American people, which you can do. Lied to the media, not a crime, but it's not going to make them your friends. Perjured herself in front of Congress. When she said, I never sent any classified emails, yes, you did.
Hmm.
Apparently she forgot that.
Oops.
You know?
I didn't know.
Her spokesman said that 110 out of 30,000 is a really small number. That's what he said today in response to this. That's 110 too many, Mr. Clinton's spokesperson. One of those could have been enough to get somebody killed. What else did they find? That despite telling Congress that all of her work-related emails had been turned over, despite her saying that her attorneys had read all of her emails to figure out what was work-related, there were a lot of work-related emails that were not turned over.
Hmm.
That they found.
So strange. I would never have expected that.
Somewhere around 1,700 or so that they found. And Comey said, quote, "We believe our investigation has been sufficient to give us reasonable confidence there was no intentional misconduct in connection with that sorting effort." And prior to that, he said, "It is also likely that there are other work-related emails that they did not produce to state." So this is in addition to the 1,700 that they found.
I love the wording that he tries to use to fluff this up and make it seem better. It's more than likely. No, it happened.
And that are...
It's not more than likely. It actually happened. You just said it happened.
"And that are now gone because they deleted all emails they did not return to state, and the lawyers cleaned their devices in such a way as to preclude complete forensic recovery." In other words, some of the evidence is gone.
Tom Brady misses four games for destroying a cell phone, but what's happening to Hillary Clinton?
That's exactly my thoughts on this. Some of the emails were destroyed. The lawyers completely destroyed them. But
conveniently, everybody in the Clinton camp and the lawyers cleaned the phone.
But James Comey and the FBI doesn't think that was deliberate. Can we get James Comey and the FBI on Deflategate? Because they're going to totally clear Tom Brady.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to totally clear the guy. It's WMFO Medford. I have to say that. There were classified emails on the server. We've been over that. The State Department apparently has a terrible security culture. James Comey said this: "We developed evidence that the security culture of the State Department in general, and with respect to the use of unclassified email systems in particular, was generally lacking the kind of care for classified information found elsewhere in the government." In other words, you're doing a really bad job over there, guys. Patch that up. And then this is the killer at the end. Because, again, we have emails. We have possible indications that evidence was destroyed,
mm-hmm.
which is obstruction of justice. We know that she perjured herself in front of Congress.
And at this point, we don't know if anybody saw them.
And again, federal statute making it a felony to mishandle classified information either intentionally or in a grossly negligent way. Grossly negligent way being the important thing here. No charges. And he sums it up by saying, and this to me is the most key sentence in the entire thing. And I quote, "To be clear, this is not to suggest that in similar circumstances, a person who engaged in this activity would face no consequences. To the contrary, those individuals are often subject to security or administrative sanctions." Let me say this again. This is James Comey,
the head of the FBI.
The head of the FBI defending not bringing charges, defending his decision not to charge Hillary Clinton. "To be clear, this is not to suggest that in similar circumstances, a person who engaged in this activity would face no consequences." That is a mm-hmm. straight-up admission by the director of the FBI.
He just came out and said it.
That Hillary Clinton...
If it was anybody else, plays they would
by
be
her own,
in jail.
Hillary Clinton plays by her own set of rules.
They would be on a small island in Southeast Asia, hoping that you weren't going to find them.
If somebody else did this, we'd throw the book at them. But you know, it's Hillary, but so we're not going to do it.
How can somebody honestly, with a straight face, say to you or I, Derek, justify what she did? Please try to justify
the argument.
Because as he said, something like this, if I worked for the FBI, if I worked for, CIA, and walked out of the building with a small crumpled up piece of paper in my pocket that maybe had a lower level of classification, maybe not top secret, because I'm not seeing any of that, I would be arrested. I would be charged and I would be thrown in jail.
You're not Hillary Clinton.
Derek, if it was you, you would be charged, thrown in jail.
I am not the Charles Manson of politics. I don't have the eerie ability to cloud women's minds. Believe me, if I did, I wouldn't be working.
It's very apparent to me, and I'm sure it's apparent to you, that Hillary Clinton is a criminal.
Yes, and apparently it's very clear to James Comey, but we're not going to charge her.
But James Comey doesn't care. Or is it a situation where he was pushed in the back, in the corner, and saying, this is what you need to do, and this is his way around it, and saying, I'm going to make this look so bad that the American people realize how bad this is, but I'm also going to say no charges.
Again, We have Attorney General Lynch and former President Bill Clinton, husband of the woman at the center of this investigation, meeting quietly on an airplane at Sky Harbor in Phoenix. Somebody in that conversation knew where this was going. Mm-hmm. You're going to tell me Lynch doesn't know what the FBI is doing? She knows what the FBI is doing. That this report comes out on Tuesday means it was written on Friday. Because nobody's working on the 4th of July over at the FBI or at State or anywhere.
And it's interesting how Clinton met with FBI agents over the 4th of July weekend. Are you trying to tell me she has no other time?
Yeah.
Come on.
Let's have a couple of drinks. Let's have a couple of drinks. We're going to ask you a couple of questions. By the way, we're not going to recommend charges. And their reasoning for not recommending charges is because they don't think there was any intent and because they don't think a prosecutor would bring charges.
Again, there needs to be no intent.
Can I go back to the letter of the law? A grossly negligent way. Intent is not required. Let me go back to one of his later statements. In similar circumstances, a person who engaged in this activity would face no consequences. We're bending the law for Hillary Clinton is what James Comey stood in front of the American people and said yesterday.
And may I say, you know, to quote Obama when he campaigned with her yesterday and said there has never been a better man or woman who is more qualified for the presidency of the United States of America. So I ask you listening, do you think she is qualified based on what the FBI head James Comey said?
Given
that is not gross negligence.
Given what we find out about presidents after the fact, she's certainly good enough at committing crimes and getting away with them to be president of the United States. Mm-hmm. Apparently, that is a quality that we're looking for in our president now. The ability to engage in illegal activity
but
and
get
away with
for
it.
Having somewhat okay things to say about Donald Trump.
Yeah.
I'm the crazy one, Derek. I know that.
Well, he's broken laws, too. We just don't know which ones they are.
Yeah.
Donald Trump never mishandled classified information, but he's a racist.
You know, unfortunately, when this...
Would you rather have a racist or someone who is careless with U.S. security, Lisa? I mean, really. It's Hillary Clinton.
The thing is, I knew this was going to happen. I didn't know when it was going to happen. I was surprised that it came out so early in July. I figured it would be a little more later in August. But this is who Washington wants. At least the left, all of your Democrats want in office, and they're
going to do... It's not just the left, it's the right, too.
There's a lot of people.
This is what 40 years...
This is already planned for you, America.
This is what 40 years of the elite, quote-unquote elite, running the United States of America has gotten us. It has gotten us a culture where a certain group of people is so entitled and so privileged that they can break the law. That they can risk our secrets falling into the hands of our enemies and walk for consequences. Mm-hmm. There is a different set of rules that applies if you are Hillary Clinton. James Comey came out and said it when he said that somebody else under similar circumstances would face consequences. But Hillary won't.
What more do you need to say?
She's part of the team. She's part of the country club set.
Mm-hmm.
We're all friends down here. This is what we need to stop. This needs to end now. Because take a look around you.
But it's laughable, Derek. And what is laughable is that people can somehow defend this.
It's not...
Please.
The thing about it that's not laughable...
Call us up and try to defend
Hillary.
It.
Defend Hillary. 855-915-9636. Give me a reason why she should not be heading into a courtroom instead of heading to the convention.
And as you said, lying to America, so be
fine,
it. You did it.
Every president's done
lying
that.
Lying to multiple media outlets, you did it.
That's sport.
Everybody does. Your husband was really, really good at it as well. But you lied in court. You lied in federal court.
This, by the way, is the second Clinton in a presidential administration, because she was part of the Obama administration, mm-hmm. who has lied about their activities in office. How much more do you need? How much more? But this is the bigger problem. There's the hubris to begin with, because these people know they're untouchable.
Mm-hmm.
They know they can get away with it. They know Attorney General Lynch is going to pull the strings.
Everybody's all in bed with each other.
James Comey was walking around saying, well, you know what? If we don't get an indictment, I'm going to resign. James Comey calling you out, calling you on what you said earlier. If you believe that she should have been indicted, which clearly you say in your statement yesterday she should have been, that someone else under similar circumstances would have been, do the right thing and walk out of that office.
How do you sleep at night? How do you
walk out of that office?
And we're not talking about unintelligent people. I mean, James Comey, head of the FBI, you were a very intelligent, smart, smart man. I know you can think.
He was respectable until this. He is no longer respectable. His word is no longer worth anything. Because you fell on the sword to protect the queen ahead of her coronation.
Unless you came out and wrote this speech up to make it look so damning to her, now you resign.
He's done damage.
Then I can do that.
He's done damage, but not enough damage to dissuade all of the people under her mind control.
The only damage that need or can be done to stop her from getting into the presidency is having her behind bars, and it is not going to happen.
She is the Charles Manson of politics. The only way that you stop Charles Manson is to take him off the streets. That's the only way you stop Hillary Clinton and this entire corrupt organization. And that's what it is. It is a corrupt organization. They can't hide from that. They can't run from that. This is the way the elites govern. They do whatever the heck they want to do. They don't give a damn about how it affects the people. Dick Cheney was the same way, okay? George Bush going into the Iraq War. Do you think he cared what the American people thought?
Nope.
No, we're going to Iraq. Why? Because I told my daddy I was going to get Saddam. That's why that happened. Because I told my daddy I was going to get Saddam. And he went over there and he got Saddam. And now we've got ISIS. Thank you, George W. Bush. You did some good things while you were in the White House. The Iraq War was not one of them. Look around. Look at your life. Ask yourself, what are these elites doing for you? And you're going to find the answer is nothing. They're doing everything for themselves. They're doing everything for their buddies on Wall Street. They're doing everything for connected foreign political business people and foreign political leaders. They're handing away our jobs left and right. Mm-hmm. They're handing away our sovereignty so that they can make money for themselves.
What more do they need to take from you?
That's not what government does. That's not leadership. That's greed. That's greed and selfishness. James Comey gave into it. I don't know what they promised him. Hope it's good enough to help him sleep at night. I hope it's a lot of money. It's probably a nice big fat consulting job somewhere when he decides to step down. But for James Comey to come out and say that gross negligence is chargeable, to come out and say someone else under the same circumstances would be charged, and then to recommend no charges against Hillary Clinton, that's insane.
Case closed.
Case closed.
No more.
Case closed. No. And then we got whatever Lynch and Clinton are doing on the plane.
Hmm.
They're not talking about Hillary.
Nope.
Clinton's like, hey.
You want a seat in my cabinet?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. 617-627-3800 is no longer the phone number. Don't call that number. 855-915-9636. 855-915-9636 is the telephone number. It is WMFO Medford. On the Tell Mikey D is coming up at 9 o'clock tonight. Everything you need to know about the Boston music scene. I believe we're going to have a live band sweating it out in the semi-air-conditioned Studio D. We did get them an air conditioner in there because we had...
It's hot, you're playing.
We had musicians passing out over there. Not cool. So we got him some air conditioning to take the edge off. So that's going to be coming up at 9 o'clock. When we come back, it is going to be What's Hot, our favorite things from the past week. And that's the thing that happened, the strangest stories from the past week, right here on WMFO Medford.
Shadow in the city, all around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match, yeah. But at night it's a different world, go out and find a girl, come on and dance all night, glad the heat, it'll be alright, and babe, don't
don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Cool town, meeting in the city, dressed so fine and looking so pretty. Cool cat, looking for a kitty, gonna look in every corner of the city. Till I'm wheezing like a bus stop, running up the stairs, gonna meet you on the rooftop. But at night it's a different world, go out and find a girl. Come on, come on, and dance all night, just like the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Shadow in the city, all around people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match. But now it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on, and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, summer, in the city.
Okay, gang, so chances are there'll never be an emergency ever, ever again.
Mm-hmm.
But just in case, let's talk about a plan.
Okay.
So who's going to do what? Anyone? Yeah, okay, perfect. We'll figure it out as we go. So who is going to grab the go bag?
What's a go bag?
It is a bag we do not have that is filled with things we really, really need in an emergency.
Guess we won't have to worry about it then.
Ah, good point. So, we all know who to call if something happens then, right?
I'd have to call Jill, Devin, Melissa, Karen, and Bruce.
And I will try to call all of you, but Greg doesn't have a cell phone. Dad's phone will have a dead battery.
No doubt.
And Julie will be on the phone with Jill, Devin, Melissa, Karen, and Bruce.
Well, this is great. I am so glad that we don't have a plan.
I know.
Winging It is not an emergency plan. Make sure your kids know what to do during an emergency, who to call, where to meet, what to pack. Visit ready.gov/kids for tips and information. A public service announcement brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Everything is awesome. Everything is cool when you're part of a team. Everything is awesome when we live in our dream.
Welcome back to The Big Picture. I'm Lisa Nichols with Derek Gary. And, of course, it's time for What's Hot, our favorite thing from this week's news. And I really hope all of our listeners use me as a source for, of course, anything in the industry of the restaurants, but especially craft beer, because I talk about it so much on this show. Two huge, huge, or as Donald Trump says, huge.
No, that's Bernie says huge. Huge. It's huge.
Huge things that happen in the craft beer world this weekend. My favorite brewery, Alchemist, which makes...
The Heady Toppers.
Yes.
We love the Heady Toppers.
Well, they actually make two new beers, but they've been closed to the public for the past 2 years. They closed because it got so busy. They started opening up a new brewery, and because of one of the hurricanes, completely wiped it out. So they really took their time with this new one. We knew that it was going to happen sometime in the summer. Surprise, Friday afternoon at 2:30, they opened their doors to their brand new facility in Stowe, Vermont. I haven't made it up there, but I am so excited just by looking at the pictures. It is unbelievable. So not only can you get Heady Topper, but you can also get Focal Banger, and they have one other American pale ale. And I hear there, I've had Focal Banger when I was up there for my 30th birthday. They were nice enough, because they were my regulars at work, to invite me to the brewery of one of the most popular in the country. It was like my version of Willy Wonka's Factory. I got to taste Focal Banger before it went to the public.
But let's be honest about this. You can get all of that if you arrive at the brewery between 2 and 2:30 on Tuesday or Wednesday. Which day is it? Because they sell out of everything.
Yes. Yeah, so the brewery opens every day at 11 o'clock.
Yeah.
Highly, highly recommend that. The parking lot opens at 10:30. I know that people have been standing in line.
The highway opens at midnight, by the way.
So it's open Tuesday to Saturday, which is nice because many breweries in Vermont are really only open for, that Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So yeah, you can go up there. They're going to be sold out by 2 o'clock.
Yeah. So between the hours of 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. on Tuesday, you can buy things. Right. After that, you can go have a hot dog and some pretzels.
So definitely check that out. Another big thing, I always talk about a local brewery, Trillium. Trillium just started canning. And that's something that Alchemist has been so big in with Penny Topper.
Is that what the kids are calling it these days?
It's been very popular. I enjoy it a little bit more because in the high, the larger capacity, sometimes you can't drink them in one sitting. They're now canning all their hoppy beers. So definitely get over to Trillium. They now have one in Canton as well. So you can go to Canton or Fort Point and all their hoppy beers now in cans.
Does this mean I can get some 40s?
For a craft beer nerd,
I get some 40s?
No, you cannot.
They don't have 40s?
They do. They're big cans. They're 40s, yes. Yeah. But they have a classier name.
I got to get some 40s and pour them out on the curb for my lost homies.
All right.
What
do you have for us?
Next Tuesday, it's big.
So you can either go get beer or what?
Super big. You can do this and go get beer because this is going to start. Midnight Pacific, 3 a.m. local time. Amazon Prime Day 2, kids, is next Tuesday, July 12th. What is this? If you have an Amazon Prime membership, you can get all kinds of ridiculous deals on things all day long.
Wasn't it a bust last year?
Well, it depends.
A little bit bigger?
It's all about perspective, Lisa. Some of the great deals that they had last year, when Prime Day was described as sort of just a giant online garage sale, I think those comments were made by people that don't appreciate being able to get a family five-pack of brass knuckles for $4.
Nice.
And that was like 50% off. Mm-hmm. You're going to need those after you serve up the plate of ham that was 45% off.
Delicious.
You could get a plate of ham, 45% off. A two-pack of balaclavas, 70% off. Very popular with ISIS supporters. The balaclavas, good to have. Four Adam Sandler movies on DVD for $8.
Ooh. It comes in a pack?
Yeah, four Adam Sandler movies on DVD for $8. And again, I might recommend that you pick up the Brass Knuckle Family Pack with that because someone might see it. And, you know.
That, personally, to me, that sounds like a wholesome gift.
Thanksgiving dinner. Eat the turkey. Everybody gets out the brass knuckles. It's great family fun. Yeah.
I mean, if we're getting them on sale so cheap, why not?
Or you could get the five pack of brass knuckles and a couple of packs of balaclavas and start your own street intimidation gang.
Sounds good.
A lot of opportunities there. A lot of good. But you need a Prime membership to take advantage of these deals. And Amazon is promising that they will have better deals this year. We'll find out next Wednesday. We will be the judges of that here on The Big Picture. And we will be sure to let you know. Like, if the Three Wolves t-shirt is on sale, which it never is, or the 50-pound wheel of Romano cheese, if that's on sale. Or the plutonium, if that's on sale, we'll let you know. I don't think it will be. And I think we'll have more things like the brass knuckles to talk about next week. Mm. But you need to get Amazon Prime. So that you can take advantage of this deal, you can sign up for Amazon Prime free for 30 days right now on Amazon.com. Highly recommended, because not only will you get access to the Prime Day specials, but you'll also get access to their streaming service and be able to check out some of the fine programming they have over on Amazon Prime, including The Man in the High Castle and that Stephen King adaptation. I forget the name of the thing. 1962? Is that what it was called? Guy goes back in time to stop.
Yes.
Yeah, so 30 days of free Prime. Of course, they're going to trick you into paying for it at the end of that.
Of course.
But I think Amazon Prime is a great deal. It's like $100 a year.
And you want those brass knuckles to put in the stockings. Start early, Christmas in July, kids.
$100 a year, you get free shipping on anything that you buy, and you get access to their streaming service. Netflix doesn't give you any free shipping. I'm just going to point that out. No free shipping with Netflix. So Prime Day starts midnight Pacific, 3 a.m. local time next Tuesday. Get up early, set the clock, be there, and go crazy for those bargains.
And as we end the show every week, that's the thing that happened, the craziest story from this week's news. We just came off of 4th of July. There's nothing more American than baseball and apple pie. And in North Carolina, apparently, assault and pizza rolls. 24-year-old Brad Scott Beard and 21-year-old Samantha Brooke Cape were arrested early Monday and charged with misdemeanor assault after they apparently declared their independence from sanity. The suspects allegedly got in a fight at their Gastonia apartment, and police arrived at the couple's residence at around 1:30 a.m., where they discovered the couple, quote, assaulting each other by throwing pizza rolls at each other. Gaston police spokesperson Donna Laser told local news outlets that the police cannot provide details on what the dispute was about. Beard and Cape were released on $2,500 bond from the Gaston County Jail, according to jail records. So, lovers, don't throw pizza rolls at each other. I don't know if it was like assault. It's hot. And you know what the inside of your mouth feels like when you bite into a pizza roll.
Are they cooked or frozen? Because you could hurt somebody with a frozen pizza roll.
It's true.
They're like little rocks that you're throwing at people. Mm. Either way, you don't want to be hucking pizza rolls around. No. Doesn't seem like an arrestable offense to me, though. Throwing pizza rolls at people?
It's called a food fight where I'm at.
Yeah. I think law enforcement has gone too far yet again. Florida. Cops allege that Tatiana Allen, 18, initially hit her 19-year-old beau several times in the face with a closed hand before using her baby as a weapon. Allen, witnesses said, swung the infant like a bat before the baby was dropped in the sand face down. Allen's boyfriend, the child's father, quickly flipped the infant upright since he was unable to turn over on his own. Witnesses told cops that Allen subsequently snatched her son from the man's arms and walked away with the child dangling without his head being supported. As Allen walked up a set of boardwalk stairs, the baby's head hit a railing due to her carelessness, according to the report, which notes that investigators got verbal statements from about 20 witnesses. When questioned by cops, Allen accused the baby's father of pushing her several times earlier in the day. When she copped to having, quote, mushed the man in the face, she denied throwing her child in the sand. The baby is now in the custody of, was taken to the hospital, accompanied by an aunt. And Miss Allen is being held on $30,000 bond in the Volusia County Jail. Mm. Don't swing your baby like a bat. Florida.
Yeah, that's usually an understood with most expecting mothers. They realize when their child is born that I will not swing my baby like a bat, but
I think it's all the algae in the water down there is making people a little crazy.
Could be the
crazy.
Heat. It's always the heat.
No, I think it's the algae, you know, because everybody's freaking out because the algae's everywhere. but yep, Florida. Like when will Florida's suffering stop? I honestly don't know. That is just about all the time that we have for this week. On the That's everything you need to know about the Boston music scene. Don't forget, you can find us facebook.com/bigpicturewmfo. We think people should go over there.
Of course.
They're going to like it. Lisa never posts anything anymore.
Oh, my God.
Because you don't.
I know.
You don't.
I need to.
Did you share the Alchemist thing? No.
I know.
Did you share the other beer thing you had tonight? No. No. I'm in there every single
day.
All
right, you know what? I'm getting back on my craft beer game on the Facebook page, so all of our listeners, go there if you like what I talk about with craft beer.
I'm in there every single day risking my job, posting important news stories so that our listeners can stay informed even when we're not here. You can't find 5 minutes in 3 days at the beach to post about some beer. 3 days at the beach.
You're right. I don't say that often. You are right. Shameful.
Well, at least we know where everything stands on this show. I am right, and Lisa is
usually more right.
Summer's best friend. Summer agrees with her in so many ways. And Lisa's right occasionally.
Yeah.
Once in a while.
I do what I can for the show.
I gotta give you the once in a while because those moments happen.
Hey, I'm enjoying my 6 for 6 tonight.
I know. Good night for both of us on the Did You Hear. That will be back next week. I will be back next week. You'll be back next week. So until next time, Lisa Nichols.
Lovely as always.
And I am Derek Gary. Stay safe, everybody.